welcome all of our listening audience to tune in today. We are so thrilled to be here again. My name is Jody. I have the privilege of being on air with Deacon Tom Rollins. Welcome.
Hey, hi, Jody. How are you today?
I am great. It's Friday. How are you?
Well, it's fantastic. It's the type of day that makes San Diego jealous in Ohio.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot of these. We get 2 months, you know, September to October, and then maybe May and June we get to be a garden. anyway, it's really a nice day.
We are so glad you're here, and it's Football Friday night. It's game day for a lot of our local kiddos here across the diocese, and we are here, though, with a mission, and I know you join me in this mission, a mission for what matters, our Catholic faith, and we are here to help raise money for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So we're calling, we're asking all of our listeners to call in 614-459-4820 or the convenience of going online at stgabrielradio.com, and you can make the donation there. You know what? We have some goals this hour, but before I touch on those goals, Deacon Tom, can you share a prayer for us?
Sure, my pleasure. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus Christ, please strengthen our faith in your eternal presence and nature. Help us to live in a greater fidelity to that faith today as we form our opinions, decisions, words, and actions. Help us to love more often and deeply and to keep from unnecessary judgments. And if we have to judge, let us hold our judgments in humility and with compassion as we reflect on our own struggles in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Beautiful. Deacon Tom, that was awesome. You know, Deacon Tom and I had the privilege of speaking on the phone a few days ago. Sometimes when we're on the air, we want to kind of get to know who we're going to be on with. And, you know, you really inspired me. I'd love to hire you to be in my home for a few days. I mean, he talks about praying for integrity. Be the same guy you are, one person at a time. So many amazing messages that complement the benefits and the programming that we hear on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. So I'm excited to be on with you this half hour, but I want to share some of the goals. We're here to raise money. We have a goal of hitting 40, and we already are at 30 for the past few hours, but we have 10 more goals to get. Most importantly, Deacon Tom, we want to get 5 new sustaining members. And what is a sustaining member? It's someone who will contribute $20 or more per month. Or if you are currently a sustaining member, you can increase your sustaining membership. We are also looking for a leadership gift of $1,000 and a gold leadership gift. We are going big this Friday. We are looking for a couple of gold leaderships, which is $5,000. So, you know, we're putting kind of a big reach out there for some of these goals, but guess what? It's Friday. We can do it.
Well, you know, I hope that there are people who can write those types of checks, and that's wonderful. And, you know, we hear about the in the gospel about the widow who gives her last 2 cents. Mm-hmm. And truly, the wealthy person, the person who can write the big check, looks at that and can only admire it because in their station and in their journey in life, they will never be able to give away their last 2 cents because it's just not who they are. And they can admire that strength and trust that that woman has. And so, you know, we can hope that, you know, we always chip in what we can. You know, I'm always trying to, you know, help the people who approach me on the street, although some people say not to. I always feel it's my job to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you know, I try to give them a little something. So everything helps, you know, and I take a little time and speak to them and ask them how they managed to get in the tough spot they might be in. This is, you know, our hope with our Catholic radio and our faith and our journey and our discipleship is to help and be of assistance. And so we do what we can. And if there's anyone of my friends and acquaintances or St. Margaret who can write that big check, that would be great. And those who cannot, you know, send in what you can and help us to continue to spread the message.
Deacon Rollins, that's awesome. I was just going to tell you to give a challenge, and you just gave it. So you guys heard him. Please.
Well, I got to get 5 calls. I'm goal-oriented, too, as you know, Jim.
Yes, you are a coach. You have a son who's a national champion. You definitely, I mean, you raise champions. So we're going to exceed our goals this hour and have a championship half hour. And so, you know what, I just want to let
another little secret that I'll share is that I coached Bill Messerly when he was a high schooler in football at Fisher Catholic.
Oh, a little birdie told me that a few days ago. We can.
he was one tough guy. I mean, he certainly lives his discipleship out now, his generous heart, and always reaching out. But you wouldn't want him to play on the other side of the line in a football game. He was a tough hombre.
So, anyway, I
always enjoy being around Bill.
Well, and I know he feels the same about you. So even, you know, put that challenge out. Anybody who wants to give in honor of their high school football coach, whatever it may be, or in honor of Bill Messerly, the executive director here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. What is going on here? And the programming that is provided here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is rooted in truth, the Catholic truth. It transforms hearts. So we would love for everybody to call in 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. You know, we just want to thank everybody who is calling in. I want to give a quick shout out, Deacon Tom. We have a few awesome donors so far. Thomas from St. Pius in Reynoldsburg. He loves Father Ricardo. Mary from St. Mary Magdalene. She loves the Scoreboard Show. Tina from St. Simon and St. Jude wants to give in honor of Deacon Joe Napke. Anonymous callers. We love the anonymous callers. Sometimes you don't need to know, let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. So we want to thank that anonymous donor in honor of Rose Ann. She listens constantly. Thank you, Joe from St. Andrews. In honor of you, Deacon Tom. That is awesome. He thinks you're such a good man of God. And I can concur, even though I just met you.
Well, hey, that Joe's a, let's hope Joe is a good judge of character.
Oh, I'm sure he is. And like I said, you know, I had the privilege of speaking to you, Deacon, on the phone a few days ago, and you just give so many pearls. And I know St. Margaret of Cortona is blessed by what you are able to share with your parishioners about, again, living the life daily.
Yeah, it's a wonderful parish, very prayerful church, very plain, ascetic. I was blessed to be with Deacon Andy Naparano there, who also is a wonderful deacon. So, yeah, I think we have a very vibrant prayer community there. So thanks for mentioning St. Margaret in such a good tone.
Oh, it's absolutely awesome. And you know what? Let's put that challenge out there again. St. Margaret Cortona, call in now, 614-459-4820. Give in honor of our awesome Deacon Tom and all the deacons. Deacon Naparano, just we really need your support. We are a listening-supported radio station, and we would love for you to call. You know, I do want to share a little bit about your diaconate journey. You just became a deacon in 2016, correct?
Yes.
And how did you hear that call?
Well, I was discerning for the diaconate with Andy Naparano around 2004 or so. My children all were athletes. As you mentioned, my son was a very accomplished wrestler, and all the kids were D1 athletes, very blessed with that. But I finally discerned that I could not become a deacon. I was too busy running around chasing these athletes. But Andy Naparano never gave up on me, and he'd ask me almost annually, Tom, are you still considering the diaconate? And finally, a few years ago, he said to me, Tom, how old are you? And I said, I'm 55. He goes, the bus is leaving the station. This is your last chance to get into formation if you want to be a deacon. So I rushed home, told my wife, hey, I'm down to it. One of the things Monsignor Lane told us as we were being formed by him, he said, God will bring you to intersections in your life sometimes, and you know you have to make a choice. Mm. And when we get there, you got to make choices. At the time when I discerned away, he says, I don't think you're at an intersection. But I was when I was 55, and thank you, Andy, for always being there to keep me going.
I love it. And you know, and Andy is just a conduit for Jesus, and that's it. Jesus never gives up on us, correct? I mean, he never, whether it's everyone has a calling, and sometimes a calling doesn't mean a vocation to the priesthood or a vocation to the diaconate.
No. I work with so many wonderful people in different things, prison ministry, aiding the poor down in Franklinton and stuff, people that are really wonderful people who give so much of themselves, really empty themselves. It's really a pleasure to be a deacon so that I can be more freely around people like that. And that's our mission, is to be that all the time to the people that we meet, you know, at work, at the coffee cup pot, wherever it is. You know, I always tell our parishioners, you know, just remember to make the sign of the cross when you just don't know who's seeing it or what strength it may give them to just see, wow, somebody's still hanging on to their faith.
Amen. And the programming that is here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio empowers us, gives us courage to do that, to pray and do the sign of the cross out in public, right? I mean, the programming that I've listened to over the years here really just lets us know, number one, we're not alone, and lets us know, like you just said, we are all on a mission. Whether we wear a collar, whether we wear a habit, whatever it may be, we are all called to be on a mission. So we're missionaries. So please call now to be part of this mission. Our listening audience is a part of this mission. 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. We have a few more calls that just came in. We gave Joe from St. Andrews, but Carol from St. Francis of Assisi, she said she's not Catholic, but she loves listening daily. She learns so much, and she's donating in honor of Father Valsin from St. Francis of Assisi. Carol, we welcome you. We are so grateful that you listen, and that's the beauty of Catholic radio, right? You don't have to be Catholic to listen.
No, it's the truth. So, you know, when we speak the truth, it eventually becomes compelling. It's the only thing that's compelling and eternal, and you can't escape it, you know. So when you hear the truth, you hear it. You can't unlearn what you learn. And it's such a wonderful blessing to grow and journey in our lives and to become more aware of the truth and more engaged in pursuing it. And for us, of course, it's Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is found in his church, as we are Catholics. But we're open in inviting all denominations and all faiths to pursue that with us, because that is our great hope. You know, humanity to be one church would be a fabulous thing, and to most know the truth. But it's a long journey and a lot of history, and we don't know God's time frame for all things, so we just do our best every day.
Amen, amen. So let's just put a challenge out there for everyone who is listening that's not Catholic, but really takes a lot of benefits away from our programming. Call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. We are all united as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are on this journey together. And so many conversion stories have happened because someone may have seen a bumper magnet on a car at a stop sign, and then they decided to tune in. Hey, what is this? I've seen this bumper magnet for AM820 for a while. And they tune in, and guess what? God's timing is always perfect. They hear something they're supposed to hear. And, you know, the program is for everybody, Deacon Tom. I mean, it doesn't matter if you just want to come and say the Divine Mercy Chaplet or participate in the Mass via the radio, or a Father Ricardo with a little bit more zeal and energy. There is something for everybody with the programming.
Sure. And, you know, it's nice to take a break from the news, which from time to time was exhausting, or take a break from the work and your goals and the hullabaloo of your life, just to breathe in deeply and hear somebody who's reflecting on things that are not as transient, a little more permanent. And that's really comforting and can slow the heartbeat down a little bit.
Oh, and don't we all need to slow the heartbeat and just kind of feel Jesus's heart beating within ours? You know, I do say that I'm telling more of my friends, I'm just encouraging them, turn off the news, turn up your faith. And
one way to turn up the faith
yeah, is listening to tune in, then turn off the news, turn up your faith, tune in to AM820. So, you know, maybe a new tagline or something of down the road. But
I'm always stealing homilies, Jody, so I'll probably steal a few from you.
Hey, Deacon Tom, imitation is a form of flattery, and that's what I tell my kids. You know, and I always give credit to who it's due. But you know what? We talked about the truth, and our Catholic faith is rooted in truth. So there's so many great programming, and we're actually going to go to a clip right now. We're going to go to a clip on forgiveness.
Okay, sounds good.
As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. It's important, I think, in seeing the Lord's words and, you know, watching the Passion or looking at a crucifix, to understand that Jesus isn't merely giving us teachings. He doesn't just say, you must do this. The reality of the Christian life is that the Lord is alive in me. He dwells in me, and he dwells in you. And he gives to us the capacity and the grace to do this. But I think what's important to really see in forgiveness is to forgive another person isn't something like, oh man, I got to find a way to muster up the strength and to tell you I forgive you. That's not really how forgiveness happens. Forgiveness happens simply by allowing your own life to be something like a conduit through which God's mercy flows. I'm both the vessel that has received his mercy as well as something like the pitcher that pours his mercy out onto others. And if I don't pour the mercy out onto others, then the channel or the conduit that goes from the Lord to me gets blocked. I have to allow his mercy to come into me and then out through me onto those in my life who have hurt me. And that's difficult sometimes, but it's impossible, or darn near impossible, if I think I'm doing it just by me trying to clench my teeth and find some wherewithal to do this. It's not about me doing it. It's about simply letting him flow through us. It's really not even so much our mercy that's given as it is God's mercy, which has been received by me, which is supposed to flow through me. It's kind of the only way I know I've really received mercy is if I show it to others. If I don't extend it to another, then I really can't have grasped what it is that I have received from God. I'm still an infant in my understanding of the seriousness of sin. And at this age of our lives, no one here should be an infant as regards the seriousness of sin. If God has washed it all away and does not hold our transgressions against us, then I cannot hold anything against another. Augustine, St. Augustine, who's one of my heroes, supposedly said one time something to the effect of, Lord, if I am too merciful to other people, it's because that's how you've taught me. In other words, because my experience with you, Lord, has been one in which you have just been so ridiculously generous in forgiving me, then I'm going to be that merciful with others. Would that you and I would die and stand before the face of Jesus and he would say, well, you were just way too merciful in life. That would be a great thing to hear. That would be a great thing to hear. What does it mean to forgive? Maybe we should ask, what does it not mean? This is where I think people get confused with forgiveness. Huh? Forgiveness doesn't have anything at all to do with feelings. It has nothing to do with feelings. It also has nothing to do with forgetting. You know, we hear the expression all the time, forgive and forget. Does anybody here do that? Good grief, I remember almost everything that's ever been done to me. In fact, every time I remember it, it's another opportunity to forgive. But it's absurd to expect that once you've granted forgiveness to somebody, that it somehow just got erased from the data bank. We're not computers, much as we may like them. We're not computers. We're persons. We have relationships and interactions, and we've had experiences, and they stick with us. They've helped to shape us for who we are. So don't be bent out of shape over the fact that, one, you may not have good feelings towards somebody who's really wronged you. I don't have some real good feelings towards some people either. Jesus didn't have warm, fuzzy feelings for the guy who was ripping his back apart with a flagellum, or the guy who pounded the crown of thorns into his head, or the man who he was giving breath to who pounded the nail into his wrist. He didn't feel good about the man, but he forgave him. That's helpful for you and me just to keep in mind for those things in our lives that have been done to us, huh? In that way, forgiveness is a lot like love, huh? Love really doesn't involve feelings. Sometimes feelings are involved. You learn what love really is when there are no feelings. It's when a married couple learns what married love is. It's when a priest learns what it means to be a priest, when the feelings are not really high. And now I have to choose and to will to love. That's when love becomes real.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Fall Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. My name is Jody White, and I am joined via the phone with Deacon Tom Rollins from St. Margaret of Cortona. Welcome back, Deacon Tom.
Hey, thank you.
Wasn't that clip amazing? That was a fan favorite, a listener favorite from Father John Ricardo.
Well, yeah, Father John, of course, is a real favorite on St. Gabriel, and along with the other great programs, but certainly one of the favorites. And it was interesting, he mentioned St. Augustine as one of his favorites, also mine, I'm sure many others. And I had myself set as to what I was going to say about the clip, and then I loved at the end, he said, isn't forgiveness not a lot like love?
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It requires that. And I but the clip, that part of the clip I like was he says, wouldn't it be wonderful to stand in front of Christ and say, I'm sorry I was too merciful?
Seriously.
I think that would certainly be wonderful to have grown to that level that, you know, you're too merciful.
And I don't think I'm going to hear that. But if that clip just inspired any of our listeners right now, if we have any first-time listeners who are inspired by that clip, who are inspired, if you are a longtime listener of Father John Ricardo, be a part of our mission. Call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. Deacon Tom, we're trying to get three more sustaining members before the end of our half hour. A sustaining member is $20 or more a month, or increase your sustaining membership. We would love another leadership gift of $1,000, or let's go big, gold leader, $5,000. To whom a lot is given, a lot will be expected. We would love your support to help support St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, who is rooted in truth, who transforms hearts, and they lead with beauty. So call us now, 614-459-4820. You know, going back to the clip, I've heard this clip several times. It's one actually I say when he states forgiveness has nothing to do with feelings.
Right. I think it's a practical matter in our lives. If we take our lives to prayer, we certainly find ourselves wanting to a God that, you know, changes our seasons, brings our sons up, feeds the plants, provides for us in so many ways, everything, and is so completely faithful. And, we know that I can't even stay on a good diet, never mind, you know, bring the sun up every day at the right time. So, we certainly, as we pray about our lives and think, we come to recognize in ourselves the need for forgiveness. And having received that, you know, it's not a feeling, it's just a recognition that I must extend this to other people who I find offensive or who have offended me. And I have to offer that. And, that is, you know, a real self-giving. It's a generous heart that can do that. It's love. You know, it's, you know, it's being willing to endure a relationship. You know, again, much like following Christ, you know, you have to endure your growth. You have to endure your shortcomings and become who it is you're becoming. And when you see someone else who maybe isn't measuring up to what we think or in some way offends us, you know, we have to offer that forgiveness to them. I don't think there's much choice in that. You would be a not generous person if you didn't do that.
You're right.
And it's not a feeling as much as it's a, you know, just a reality of how we live and when we experience it ourselves.
And, you know, listening to the programming on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio sometimes calls you out, right? The truth hurts sometimes. So sometimes we hear a message that we're like, oh gosh, I've been avoiding that. Like, God gave that just to me. The Spirit came in right at that time to kind of humble you. I mean, pride is the root of all evil, right? And we all need to kind of be humbled sometimes. So messages like Father John Ricardo gave today on forgiveness can strike a chord in so many people's. And, you know, and sometimes we also learn through the great programming, like Father John said today, like, we're called to pour out that mercy onto others. Or guess what?
There's a difference between a critic and a judge.
Mm.
You know, someone who offers critique does so out of hope, is trying to help and grow the person and grow that individual. A judge, or there tends to be an abandonment or even a desire to wipe out the person, you know, in a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think we got to be very careful with judgment and always try to make it a loving critique of the person and not make it a judgment.
And the
so
beautiful,
anyway, yeah. I'm kind of hoping some of my friends call in or some of my parishioners call in so I don't have to get real judgy about my half hour.
Okay, well, Lear, there's the challenge, folks. Whoever is friends with Deacon Tom Rollins, call in now, 614-459-4820. And you know what? His son is a pretty good wrestler, I've heard, so you do not want him coming after you. So,
yeah, I got a collection agency.
Yeah, you do. I love it, with your grandchildren, too. Well, I do want to share, we did get a call from Ellen from St. Margaret of Cortona in honor of you and Deacon Andy Naparano. She loves everything, and she's blessed to have St. Gabriel Radio in our diocese. And I, you know,
thank you, Ellen. Thank you very much.
So thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Mary Kay from St. Bridget. She is calling in to honor all the deacons in the diocese. She is grateful for the fact that St. Gabriel has been so instrumental in her return for the church. So if anybody is out there that came back to the faith, maybe a fallen away Catholic, but was set on fire for our faith because of the programming here on St. Gabriel, call us now, 614-459-4820. And another call we got from Joan at St. Paul. She's doing it in honor of St. Paul's parish clergy and staff. She loves everything, especially beyond Damascus. What
well,
is your
faith?
Yep. Another challenge? You want to give another challenge or share what your favorite programming is?
Well, I certainly like Father John Ricardo. I like Dr. David Anders. I like Father Schmidt. The people who talk, I enjoy that very much and mm-hmm. try to expand, you know, but all of it is very good. You know, I got hooked on St. Gabriel with the morning ride and the evening ride. You know,
yes.
That was going to and from work. That's what really hooked me on it. And
something good there, though. You know how most people did? They listen to their car, and the world has changed over the last 2 years. And I want everyone to know and share it with their friends and family that you can not only tune in on your car radio, but we have a St. Gabriel Radio app that you can listen 24 hours a day. You can also stream it from your computer from the website, stgabrielradio.com. So we don't want to feel, even though the world has changed and you're maybe not in your car as much if you're working from home now, share with your friends and re-encourage them to tune back in from the app or from streaming from their computer, because our faith isn't going anywhere, even in the midst of this coronavirus. So encourage your friends to tune in, especially those who are suffering. There's so much suffering right now. There's so much suffering, and the truth of our faith and the programming we have on the station really inspires those to keep going.
Well, yes. It when things get tough, we end up really quickly remembering who it is that we count on. And certainly it has been a difficult year and a half. And we hope that everyone continues to stay strong in their faith, even with the difficulties with masks and all the decisions that are being made by people around us, and some of which we may or may not agree with. The one thing I said to my parish a couple of weeks ago was, I voted, and I know I disagreed with 50% of you. Because you know, the population is split 50%.
Yep.
You know, and I know automatically
that kind of goes to that forgiveness thing, that whole aspect of being able to be one church and express to one another our different ideas. And that's all done out of love. It makes sense in love. If we can love each other and still express different ideas and listen to each other's ideas without becoming judgmental, that's really important. And that's the real message of the church, and is to be one, even, and yet still diverse. Not everybody likes broccoli, but somebody might like something different, strawberries. But it's a diverse offering. I mean, we get different things that we all offer different things, and that's very wonderful.
And that's not a message you hear right now.
Tolerate each other. Right? Yeah. It's not a lot what you hear right now.
It's not, and you know what? And that's why I tune into AM 820. It's all choosing to love. I'm learning how to practice my faith. Like you said, I love it. How we live in the world matters. You said that to me on the phone a few days ago, and it does matter. If we are Catholic, let them know we are Catholic by our love, right? Just and live the faith. So we are calling we are really just urging everybody. We want to finish this afternoon and be bold. Make your gift this Friday afternoon. Make it a midday special. God's pulling on your heart to make a donation. Call us now, 614-459-4820, or go online at stgabrielradio.com. You know, Deacon Tom, you have been amazing. I know we could probably talk for a lot longer, but our half hour is almost up. But we would love for you to give one last challenge and then leave us with a blessing.
So, you know, it is one last challenge, but it's never too late. And, you know, always remember St. Dismas on the cross. You know, there was his moment. So, if maybe we could have a St. Dismas moment and help everybody reach this challenge, 5 sustaining members and maybe a gold member, yep. That would be great. And to that end, we'll offer this prayer as we conclude. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, you call us into the deep and onto the path that leads to holiness. Help us to remain prudent and courageous. Help us to remain generous to one another. Help us to be good custodians to each other and to all that you have created. And help us to guide our children and in these difficult times. And we ask all this in your name, that we might be a channel of peace in the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Tom Rollins. You are a gift to the station, you're a gift to your parish, and to the whole diocese. So thank you. Thank all the deacons out there. And stay tuned, because we will continue on at the top of the hour.
Hey everyone, this is Janet Williams from Women of Grace Live. Now more than ever, during these very confusing and uncertain times, we need Catholic radio, and Catholic radio needs you. Please support your local Catholic radio station with a gift at whatever your means will allow. Where else will you hear the truth of the gospel proclaimed with such clarity and compassion? We know you rely on Catholic radio for prayers, devotionals, apologetics, and encouragement. And Catholic radio is relying on you.
Thanks, Jeanette. Please give us a call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com.
O good Jesus, you are the Most High God, everlasting and always living. You have shown us the way to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit to guide us. We implore thy most sacred heart to have mercy on us in this time of need. Bless and protect the vulnerable. Give hope to all and fill our hearts with confidence in your divine mercy. Be our joy in the midst of suffering and our stability in the midst of uncertainty. Your forgiveness we seek, your love we need, your protection we implore. Forgive our sins and heal our wounds. Strengthen any weakness of faith and make us strong so as to give witness to your glory. Keep far from us any illness, pestilence, or harm. You are our refuge. You are our comfort. You are our hope. Through the intercession of Our Lady, health of the sick, we come to your most sacred heart and beseech your protection and blessing. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Amen.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence.